This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The Boone Hospital Center will begin construction on the Virginia and Norman Stewart Cancer Center this year. Former MU basketball coach Norm Stewart and his wife Virginia are partnering with the hospital to improve treatment for cancer patients. Renovations will include a $7.2 million inpatient unit with private rooms and more space for patients and family members. Boone Hospital Center Media Relations Director Jacob Leakey says cancer patients won't be the only ones benefiting from the new center.
What we hope to accomplish is to be able to encourage more people in mid-Missouri to seek out the screening that they need for cancer, and also to spread the word about the different services that are available here.
The center will open in 2014. The Columbia Regional Airport announced yesterday Frontier Airlines is set to stop services to and from Orlando, Florida on May 13th. KBIA's Casey Morrell reports that decision leaves passengers with flights booked for the summer out of luck.
According to a statement released by Columbia Regional, the airport learned of the flight cancellations from passengers trying to book future flights and not from Frontier itself. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid learned of Frontier's decision Monday morning and says he wasn't surprised.
Frontier has decided that this is not a model they want to pursue, losing money on it. And it's just like a restaurant losing money. You know, if a restaurant's losing money, it's going to not exist anymore. So that's sort of the lay of the land. It would have been nice if it had been successful. But for a long time, this has been in the it's too good to be true category.
McDavid says Frontier's decision to charge low fares may have contributed to the carrier losing money on service in and out of Columbia. Frontier spokesperson Kate O'Malley says the decision to end flights was financially driven.
Bookings did not meet expectations for a new market. For the short time that we did offer the service, we didn't sell as many tickets as we had hoped to for the new market.
McDavid says he believes the airline industry is in a state of flux, and that could impact Columbia even more.
That's why I always say that relationships with airlines in towns like Columbia, like our size, those relationships are fragile.
Frontier isn't the first airline to leave Columbia Regional. Earlier this month, Delta Airlines discontinued its flights when the airline learned American Airlines would receive a revenue guarantee for providing service. Frontier passengers who booked affected tickets will receive a full refund. Casey Murrell, KBIA News, Columbia.
A nuclear engineering research team at the University of Missouri receives a modest reprieve after it was targeted by administrators for elimination. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Chancellor Brady Deaton has opened admissions to the Nuclear Science and Engineering Institute. The graduate-level program stopped accepting new students last year as it prepares to move under new oversight in the College of Engineering. Deaton told the campus faculty council and nuclear engineering professors that the dysfunctional program was less than what we should offer to aspiring students. Critics of the move suggested the university wants to recruit more high-paying foreign students to its engineering school. But administrators counter that the program's problems go back more than a decade. Cities and counties would be able to resume collecting taxes on cars that were not purchased at Missouri dealers under a bill passed by the Senate. Yesterday, the Senate voted 28-0 to send the bill to the House. House Democrats are sponsoring legislation to expand Medicaid in Missouri, despite the fact the state budget filed by Republicans leaves out the proposed expansion. Marshall Griffin has details.
The proposal would expand Medicaid to an additional 300,000 Missourians, and House Democrats say not passing it would cost the state 5,000 jobs and could force some rural hospitals to close their doors. Carrie Noble, the CEO of Pemiscot Memorial Health Systems in the Missouri Boot Heel.
14% of our utilization is in uncompensated care, and we cannot continue to subsidize this long term.
The bill is sponsored by Democratic floor leader Jake Hummel of St. Louis. He says he's willing to work with Republican leaders who are working on an alternate plan that does not include drawing down additional federal Medicaid dollars. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Also at the Capitol, the battle surrounding women's reproductive health continues. A Missouri Senate committee heard four bills dealing with women's reproductive health last night. They include a measure that would require a doctor to be physically present whenever abortion-inducing drugs are administered. It's sponsored by freshman GOP Senator Wayne Wallingford of Cape Girardeau. He says women who take RU486 or other abortion-inducing drugs at home run a severe risk of complications.
Most women who take RU486 face intense side effects and heavy bleeding. Though dismissed as equivalent to a heavy period, the bleeding from RU486 abortion can be so severe that some women may require transfusions or surgery.
Planned Parenthood lobbyist Michelle Trupiano testified against the bill, saying that medication abortions are both safe and effective. Other bills considered would give Missouri pharmacies the legal right not to provide certain drugs, guarantee free speech rights of alternatives to abortion centers, and would shield health professionals from providing services that violate their personal beliefs. Votes on the four bills will be held at a later date. According to a recent MU study, most coverage of obesity in newspapers geared toward African-American readers is negative. Researchers say that could be discouraging to overweight African-Americans. Hyunmin Lee, former doctoral student at MU and study author, says the negative portrayal of obese African-Americans has counterproductive effects on the newspaper's audience. She says newspapers don't have the full picture of what their audience is like.
A lot of populations who suffer from overweight and obesity, they are in the lower income, which means that access to healthy foods such as fresh produce, it's a lot more expensive compared to fast foods.
Lee is currently an assistant professor at St. Louis University. She encourages newspapers to understand their audience as a whole and all the issues readers might face.